Welcome back to another episode of Titans of Now. Titans reaches a wide audience of ServiceNow admins, developers, architects, and product owners. So if you want your brand in front of this audience, check out the description below for how to contact me about sponsorship opportunities. If you want to know what I'm up to lately, I invite you to discover Vivid Charts. Vivid Charts is a visualization and storytelling platform built on ServiceNow. Stop exporting data off platform to get the aesthetic control and storytelling experiences that you want. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Titans of Now. It is so good to have you here. Today I'm bringing you a real paradox because this Titan has worked for years as a hyperconnector in the ServiceNow space. She's connected contractors to work in the order of thousands, perhaps even tens of thousands of billable hours of work. She's been part of the elite legendary JIT team that has at times had the entire ServiceNow ecosystem up on their back, carrying it for that 100-yard touchdown. It is my pleasure to introduce you to Stephanie, the secret Fairbanks. Stephanie, welcome to the show. So as always, we start with the start. Tell us how you got your start with ServiceNow.
Well, I was very, very fortunate to cross paths with Jeff Nichol, our CEO here at JIT. We had a long conversation interview over coffee. I had no experience in IT, no experience in ServiceNow, and we just had a really good synergy in our conversation and working together, or speaking together that day. And he hired me and gave me a chance, and I learned everything from the ground up over the course of about 2 years, I think it would took me to get ramped up and really start understanding what I was doing, and it's been history ever since.
If you're just tuning in now, you may want to go back in the history and look at Jeff Nichol's Titans of Now episode as well. He's another in the pantheon of Titans. Now, for those who don't know you, Stephanie, what is your speciality in the ServiceNow space?
I think that my specialty in ServiceNow is building relationships and identifying really, really strong talent and placing them with clients that are going to work for them as well. I think it's really important to always keep in mind that while the consultants and resources are working for us as a consulting firm, the client has to work for them as well. It's important to support your team in finding that specific role for them.
And so how would people know of you in the ServiceNow space?
Well, I think I've been to all of the ServiceNow knowledges. I am about 5 feet tall, and Jeff Nichol, the CEO, who I'm always palling around with there, is about 6'5", I think. So that's a really, visibly, a good way to recognize us. But through the remote world that we've been currently living in, I'm on LinkedIn. I am always looking at people's profiles. You've probably seen me look at yours. And I typically reach out to anyone who I think has a really strong profile for a conversation. You know, and one thing about JIT, when we do hiring, we hire for all types of people within the ServiceNow ecosystem. So architects down to administrators, junior developers, everything across the board. So if you've seen Stephanie Fairbanks looking at your LinkedIn profile, that's why I'm looking to hire you.
So Stephanie's being super modest, so I'm gonna let the secret out. So Stephanie is a hyper connector in the space, and not just like recently. My ServiceNow career goes back quite a bit, and I remember the second or third person who ever reached out to me was Jeff Nichol and Stephanie. Wasn't Fairbanks at the time, right? But it was.
That's right.
But Stephanie, they reached out to me and they were like, "Hey, we're looking for talent, and you look like a talented person." And I'm like, "What?" Because I didn't have anything going on, right? I was just, the ServiceNow admin at some company. Yet they had.
Man, I didn't know that.
Right? I was just, I wasn't the person I am today where it's like YouTube this and mailing list that and, a certain amount of fame to the name. I was just some dude. But JIT had me in their crosshairs and solicited me, say, no pressure. Whenever you're ready, give us a call. And so it was really important in those early days because, we're in a resource pinch now, but there just wasn't the resources back then even. And so the partners were too busy growing and they couldn't take the risk of having a gigantic full bench. And so JIT really took the risk for the entire ecosystem and built a bench that they then white labeled out to the rest of the partner ecosystem. Am I getting all that right?
Yeah, you are. You are. And I think we met and had pizza in an office probably about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
One of our first meetings. So that's crazy to think about. And I didn't know you were just an admin. That's funny.
Yeah, at the time I was. Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with being just an admin, but.
Yeah, but this is one of the things I want to highlight to the audience is that learn to see the diamond in the rough. Because if there's one thing that I think you did at JIT, it was just like talk to everybody, get to know them, figure them out. I mean, you'd always get us to write those one pagers, right?
Yeah.
Get those one pagers so that you know what to tell your customers or you know how you could best place us for other opportunities.
Absolutely. You know, and that goes back to what I was saying earlier about building relationships and learning people and learning about everybody that I speak with. And it's really panned out, I think, at JIT. We have independent contractors, longtime W-2 employees who've been working with us for years and years and years, and they make us who we are. And they are the ones who put our good name out there on all of these projects with all of our clients. And it's because of them that we've grown so much and become who we are today.
Now, there's always been, and perhaps is getting worse now, like just a talent pinch. I feel like everybody who's anybody in the partner ecosystem is looking for people perpetually. And right. Not only do you have to look for new people, but you also have to make sure that the people you have are happy to stay with you.
Right.
And JIT, just some of the people who have been working there, as you said, have been long haulers. And you still have that immense pool of the independents that you kind of, I don't want to say temporary work, right? But you slot them in as you need them and as they need work. Like, what's your secret to that? Because I don't know anybody who does it as well as JIT.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. I think it's so important to recognize the worth of your employees. And I think it is so important to let them know how much they're valued and to always make sure that they are receiving what they need, whether it be continued education through ServiceNow certifications or a break or a little extra support here or there, whatever they may need. Like I said, they are the most important part of JIT and who we are and what we do. And they are the ones that are providing the excellent services to our clients. I think once a person can realize how important and how their employees should be valued, employees take notice of that and they appreciate that because it's not every day, especially in this industry, that employees feel that way.
It's funny. I'm just going to rag on somebody anonymously right now because somebody asked me to help them find. They're like, we need awesome talent. They had a senior person leave and they're like, we need to replace him. We're pretty desperate. We need some serious talent. And I'm like, great. I'm happy to help you find that talent. And then, when it came down to the HR team, it was like, we need you to immediately disqualify people with spelling, grammar, and formatting errors in their resume or their LinkedIn profile. And I'm like, man, I think I'd just rather send those people to Stephanie.
I'll take them.
Right? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, we live in a really busy world, and to not be flexible in instances of improper grammar or a misspelled word here and there, that's kind of silly, right? We're in a fast-paced society and moving a million miles a minute. It's kind of silly to disqualify somebody for something so fixable.
Yeah, and it's like,
it can be corrected.
I feel like everybody who works with email at all during a day, you write more than an author would have 100 years ago.
True.
And you don't even have an editor. Like, professional authors, the people that have zero spelling mistakes, zero grammar mistakes, they got an editing team behind them.
Right.
But anyways, no, enough down that rabbit hole. I just want to give people this idea of what does it mean to actually value a resource? And I think there's a lot of companies out there, God bless them, you know, we value the work that this person does for us, but that's not the same as valuing the resource, is it?
No, I think, how do you value your employees? I think the most important thing, one of the most important things, is to treat them as though they're, you know, a human. We all have families. We all have things going on in our outside lives, outside of work. Over the last 2 years, we've all been working from home remotely and countless distractions and situations that we never thought we'd be living through. And it's important to be flexible. It's important to understand. And it's important to be somebody that your employees can come to and say, you know what, I'm going to take the next few hours for me. I've got to go do this or whatever the case may be and be flexible with that. You know, our rule is make sure your clients are taken care of first. Clients always come first. But if an employee has something going on in their life that they need to manage, that takes precedence always. How do you show an employee value? I think it's through fair pay, competitive benefits, and flexibility and understanding.
Amen. All right. It's a question I ask every person that comes on Titans, and it's one of the ones I get the most positive feedback on. Can you tell us about a time where you didn't think you were going to make it, where you just felt your back was against the wall, nothing was going right, your trial and tribulation in the ServiceNow space?
Oh, man. Back in the early days, before I knew much about the consulting world, the ServiceNow world, or anything, when I first started with Jeff, I had just learned how to work from home. And that's a skill that not many people can do. It's definitely something that takes time. And it's about managing your own time, too, because you don't have somebody looking over your shoulder, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I remember 10 years ago, I had gotten so frustrated because I didn't know where to turn and I didn't know where to find the resource that I was looking for. So I cleaned my kitchen floor as kind of a mental cleanse, I guess, with tears too, because I was so frustrated and I wanted to find this purple squirrel or unicorn and I just couldn't, and I didn't know where else to look for that person. And yeah, and I remember that day and I was like, maybe this just isn't for me. Maybe this is just not where I need to be. And I thought about, previously to me working for JIT, I was a bartender and a television producer and a multitude of other things. But I thought long and hard about just saying, this is it, I'm done, while I was scrubbing my kitchen floor.
That's a new one. I haven't heard the scrubbing kitchen floor.
Well, it's a nervous energy thing,
yeah.
Where cleaning really helps me focus and sort through things in my brain. Obviously, I did not quit. Obviously, I stuck with it. And I'm still here today, I just celebrated 9 years. So 9 years later, I'm here and JIT is thriving and we're growing and it's such an exciting place to be. I couldn't ask for a better job.
And we're so happy to hear that that you made it. You did mention something in there, and that's another thing I love to dive into. You said you had experience with broadcasting and bartending, and I've always told people, like, some of the most exciting ServiceNow talent to talk to is people that didn't come from IT backgrounds, people that just had some kind of just completely left field experience. I mean, relatively speaking, right? Mm-hmm. To those coming up in IT and what that brought with them to the ecosystem. So I'm wondering if you could tell us something about either the bartending or the broadcasting that has made your ServiceNow career that much better or gives you an advantage that other people don't have.
Absolutely. So bartending, right? You make your money off of tips, right? I don't do that at JIT, but when I bartended, I realized quickly that it's important to build relationships. It's important to know the people that are sitting at your bar, and it's important to get them to come back and sit down at your bar again. It is important to remember their drink, their face, their favorite dinner, whatever the case may be, and really just get to know them. I built some really great, long-lasting friendships and relationships through my time bartending. I even invited them to my wedding, and still are friends with most of them today. So I would say that building those relationships and knowing people and building that rapport with people is something that I took from bartending and applied here at JIT. And it's about building that relationship with everyone you speak with, knowing them on a personal level, not just a business level, bringing them, you know, into your world, letting you into theirs and growing that relationship. And then for me, finding them the perfect position, the perfect job for them to belong to. And then for television, that was a whirlwind. I think for television production, what I can take from that experience and apply it here at JIT and recruiting and resource management, it's about time management. A lot of my time when I was in television production, I was working for a talk show, and we spent a lot of time making phone calls and finding people to be guests on the show. And from that, I was able to gain telephone skills. And then also, you know, time management and managing my time and knowing, okay, I've spent this much time working on a story that fits this role or this idea and this much time here and so on and so forth.
I'm really touched by that bartender part too, because I think there's so many occupations where people just kind of like, you know what I mean? They're like, well, they look down their nose and they think, well, anybody could do that, right? And it's like the white collar folks especially.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sales at a human level, isn't it?
It really is.
And nobody, not everybody can do sales. Everybody in tech knows that. But if they understand that those social jobs, it's like human sales. You can't sleep on that kind of talent.
No, I always like to say that everybody should have a job at some point in their life as a waiter, waitress, or bartender and working in that restaurant industry. It really taught me a lot about the building relationships, meeting people's needs and expectations, and really just how to treat people. And it's about treating everybody with respect and in a high-stress environment. A busy Friday night is no fun when you're forgetting ranch for table 55.
You think you know customer management skills in IT, right? When you're dealing with big contracts and tons of money, but you get a more visceral feel for that on the front lines of the service industry too, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I did. I never attended bar or serve, but I was a courtesy clerk at a grocery store, and my God, like the most irrational things people would be angry about, but you still got to get them to come back and shop the next day.
Absolutely. It's definitely a learned trait to be able to deal with people when they're very upset. Customer service is no joke.
So am I correct in assuming that GIT still looks for a lot of contractor labor?
I mean, we're always looking, right? Mm-hmm. You never know when the ebbs and flows of business are going to hit. So we're always looking. Right now, our focus is really on building our W-2 team. So that would be a full-time employee, bringing people into the JIT family. That's not to say that a contractor cannot be a part of the JIT family. We certainly have plenty of those. But right now, our focus is on bringing in employees. But if there's a contractor out there, I'll talk to you.
Do you have any advice for people that are maybe new to consulting or just wondering what it might be like to do some contract work, something that they may not have considered? Do you have any advice that way?
For people who are looking to do new consultant contracting type of work, the best bit of advice that I could give is to be transparent. It will get you so far in this ecosystem and in this world. Transparency is so important. Being that we work remotely right now and for the foreseeable future, there are a lot of people who've been trying to double dip, right? Mm-hmm. And that's cool if you are a contractor, but don't say you're available for 40 hours a week. It's so important to really be transparent with your availability, what you are able to take on, and to not take on more than you can chew. With me, be transparent so that I can then be transparent with my client and set expectations. Of course, we all want to do it all, but realistically, be true to what you can and cannot offer me as your recruiter and what I can offer my clients through you, I think would be the best bit of advice I can give.
Steph, I wonder if we can lean into that a little bit because people ask me a ton, Robert, do you have any leads on something I can do off hours, right? You get a lot of that as well.
So off-hours work is great. Right now, I would say we don't have a lot of it here at JIT. That goes along with being transparent and really being forthcoming in what you are looking for. If you say to me, hey, Steph, I only want stuff that I can do after hours, after I've got the kids to bed, after dinner, and I'm bored, and I want something to do. I can do that. I can find that for you as a contractor, but I need to know that's what you're looking for. I don't want to submit you to a client, have you get the role, present you, and everything works out great, except for the fact that you're not in front of the computer available to them during the times that they expect you to. So transparency is key. It's important for me to be transparent with my clients and to be able to set expectations.
And I have my own answers to this. I'm curious to see what your thoughts are, and especially in that interest of being transparent. Do you find that a lot of customers are even up for that kind of deal, knowing that, okay, like I have stuff I need done on ServiceNow and I'm content with somebody doing it from 8 to 12 p.m. in my time zone?
I can think of maybe three instances over the course of my 9-year career with JIT that's been exactly what somebody is looking for. Most of the time, our clients want somebody who's going to be available during work hours. And you know, with that comes meetings and really being present with the client and really being present in the project and being a part of a project team. So I don't want to say it never happens, but it's rare.
I brought it up and I hate to put you on the spot. I just feel like people really need to know that. I think a lot of people want to try consulting, but they want to try it by dabbling their toes in this unicorn, right, frankly, of, oh, it's got to be remote and off hours and blah, 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 blah. But I'm like, what do you think the customer is going to want to do with that? You know,
right,
if they want to talk to you about design or how to push it to prod or how do we train people, like that's not stuff you can really do off hours.
Right. A lot of what we do is so collaborative that working in off hours, you're on an island, you're not being a part of a team, and it's difficult to get you involved in a team when you're working off hours. So although it does happen, it's very rare. So for somebody who is looking into starting up consulting or contracting and trying to look for some part-time stuff, my best advice there would carve out some time during the daytime, make sure you're present for important meetings, or just come talk to me. I work with contractors all the time, and I will make sure that you are kept as busy as you want to be.
Amen. Amen. Okay. If you could change anything about the way the ServiceNow ecosystem currently works, how would you change it?
As it stands right now, I really like the ServiceNow ecosystem. I miss seeing everybody at Knowledge every year, sales kickoff, and I mean, I can't wait for the day that we are able to do that again, because, man, I just miss people. I love the ServiceNow ecosystem that is so collaborative that companies that are competitors can also be support systems for other for other clients, and they can all work together. It's definitely, for me, a scratch each other's back environment. And I like that we're all working together to achieve the same thing. What I would change about the ecosystem, I don't even know where to go with that. Nope, I don't have anything. I like it.
Is there anything that you're really looking forward to in ServiceNow? New releases or things that maybe JIT is up to?
Over the course of the last few years, JIT has really been working hard at creating our name and making ourselves known. I'm sure you've seen things come across LinkedIn. We're really working on some marketing and building our team, and that's been really exciting. So I think what I'm most looking forward to is really at home here at JIT, watching our company expand, watching us gain more clients and working together as a team like we have been for the last year or so, and really putting everything in motion to make JIT bigger than I ever even anticipated. I mean, I started with Jeffrey Nickel 9 years ago, and it was me and Jeff and two other recruiters and two ServiceNow developers. And to see where we've gotten today is just incredible. So I'm really excited to see now with our new sales team, with our new technical team that we're putting together, our service delivery team. I mean, we're really kicking it up a notch, and I just can't wait to see where it goes. As for ServiceNow releases, I always like seeing what's new in each new release. I don't really know what I'd say I'm looking forward to, just all of it. All the new things that ServiceNow comes up with and releases to us and allows us to work with and better our business, I think is what I'm looking for.
All right, Stephanie, we're nearing the end, and you have done so much for the ServiceNow ecosystem. I know there's going to be a lot of people really happy to see you in the pantheon of the Titans. So since you've done so much for the ServiceNow community, what would you ask the ServiceNow community to do for you?
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here as a Titan. Never thought of myself that way, but I'm certainly impressed and proud that you do. For anybody who is looking for a new role, we are hiring here at JIT. We are looking for full-time employees, contractors, consultants. Master architect is our big one. We are hoping to fill that by the end of the year. So if you're a master architect and thinking about a new opportunity in a growing company, please reach out to me. I would be so happy to hear from you. You can just find me on LinkedIn. We are also looking for technical consultants, anyone who has experience in any of the product lines. We are busy, 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 and we need your expertise. Also, business analysts. If you're a ServiceNow business analyst and you have experience, please reach out to me. I think that pretty much covers all of our needs right now.
All right, Stephanie, it was an honor to have you on, and very much appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much, Robert.
Do you want your message in front of the best ServiceNow admins, developers, architects, and product owners in the business? Want a conversation about your ServiceNow strategy and architecture? You can reach me via my website at www.theduke.digital. If you want to contribute to high-frequency, high-quality ServiceNow content, all you need to do is
feed the algorithm
with likes, shares, and comments. Thanks for watching.